Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, what's up, Cleaning Nation? This is Lindsay here. I am going live. Mike and I were trying to go live together, and we had some technical difficulties. So I'm just kind of winging this one on my own today. So today what we're talking about is delegating. Delegating anything, basically, in your cleaning company. So this is actually something I brought up with Mike, because Cleaning Nation, you guys ask me this a lot when we get on our elite calls and I help out on those calls. People are usually wondering, hey, I need to hire a VA, but I don't know where to start or what to have them do, or you know, I need help. I just don't know where to hire, who to hire, or how to just get this thing rolling. So yeah, so basically I wanted to just jump on here live today and just kind of talk about it. And I'm sure some of you out here are kind of dealing with this too. You want to grow your cleaning company. The problem is you're used to doing everything yourself, and it takes a lot of trust to hand off on projects and things to other people. Hey, Aaron, nice to see you on here. I'm glad you guys can hear me. That's awesome. We were having some technical difficulties, so Mike and I weren't sure if you're going to be able to hear me or him. And so we're like, let's just have one of us go on. Jason Johnson, shout out to you. Can't wait to actually meet you in person next week. Great topic. Yeah. So, I'm just kind of flying solo on this and improvising and taking this as we go. So bear with me here. So one of the first things is that I see people struggle with a lot. They get kind of stuck in, it's actually an ego trip, right? It's like, oh, I'm the only person that can do this. I'm going to do this on my own. No one can do A, B, or C as good as me. No one can schedule as well as me. No one can, you know, order cleaning supplies as well as me, just all kinds of things like that. Hey, Lindsay Sawyer, shout out to you. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. Yes, it was my birthday yesterday. Thank you. Can't wait to meet you next week in person as well. So just kind of wanted to roll into this today. Another thing, just because you can do everything in your cleaning company, it doesn't mean you should be doing everything. What do I mean by this? Well, eventually, if you want to grow your cleaning company, you cannot be stuck in the day-to-day muck, right? The day-to-day low level, but activities like answering every little email inquiry that comes in your inbox, things like just scheduling, getting your staff scheduled together, supply ordering. Your time would probably, I'm guessing, Cleaning Nation, be better spent on things that are big picture, right? You want to see where, thank you, Ashley, you want to see where your the big picture of your company is going, right? So we don't want to be doing things that are not low paying, but something a VA could handle, for example. So how do you do this? Well, you can hire VAs a lot of different places. I personally like Upwork, testing people out in there, seeing how that works. There's Fiverr. You can even, well, Fiverr is more for small tasks day to day, but you can find people on there too. Indeed, if you want to go a little higher caliber and find someone that, you know, is going to be maybe not out of the Philippines or something like that, maybe something in the United States, I would go with a place like Indeed. What's the best thing that you can start your VA on? I get asked this question a lot in the week-to-week meetings we have with elites. And my suggestion is to start them on easy things that don't take a ton of brain power. Like I said, answering your email inbox is one thing you can do. Get them on scheduling. The best thing to do this, Cleaning Nation, best way to do this, by the way, is to start having them train with you. So you can train them live, say on a Zoom call. We actually do this a lot at Grow My Cleaning Company, where I'll just hop on a Zoom call with one of our VAs and be like, okay, here is the best way to answer emails. Here's how to tackle the inbox. And I just record the Zoom meeting and reuse it in the future. It's so easy. Or another thing you can do is just take 5 minutes of you doing the task and recording it. So that way you can just send, once you have someone on your team and you want to offload a task to them, you can just send them the video of you doing it. It's super helpful. What else do we have? So another thing that I personally have this problem is, just because you like doing it, it doesn't mean you should be always doing that thing in your company. So what do I mean by this? Well, I love editing podcasts. Like, I love putting together podcasts. Hosting them is fun. But the actual nitty-gritty of editing them, I nerd out on that. It's really time consuming. So just because I love doing it doesn't mean it's the best source of my time for working at growing my cleaning company. So we actually just hired someone recently who goes in and edits these podcasts for us. So, you know, just because you love scheduling or you love answering the phone all the time, just theoretically say that, doesn't mean you should. You can think big picture for your company instead of just these day-to-day tasks. Okay, so what else? Training, that we covered that. That's easy. What about you guys out there? Do you guys have any questions or anything you're struggling with right now? I'm wondering if this is something you guys run into a lot. Let me know in the comments there. So what else can we talk about here? Sorry, guys, I'm just kind of going by the seat of my pants here. another thing that you want to kind of graduate your help with, I guess you could say, is start them with tasks that aren't going to be things that could make or break something in your company. And what do I mean by this? Start with low-hanging fruit, just easy stuff you can get off your plate. Like I said, scheduling is a big one. You know, maybe some of you, maybe just to start, you could even delegate hiring like a CPA or an accounting person, someone to hire your payroll, right? That gets pretty annoying sometimes for small companies where they just get overwhelmed every week trying to figure out the payroll situation. Offload that to somebody else. Have someone else take care of that for you. That is definitely a great way to start. Plus, like, that's all they do day in, day out. So they could probably honestly do a better, hey, Nick, a better job than say you could. Not that there's anything wrong with you trying to do and learn all the basics of your company. I'm not saying, you know, totally be like an ostrich, put your head in the sand and don't even ever want to think about numbers again. I'm just talking about overall day-to-day stuff. Ashley has a question. As an employee, what do you love the most about working at Grow My Cleaning Company? We have a lot of fun. If you guys didn't notice, that is one of our core values, is having fun, making money, helping out. But yeah, we do have a lot of fun. So even this, for example, Mike and I just, we're going to get on and have fun talking about something as boring, as seemingly boring as delegating, but like have fun with it. So now I'm just having fun with it flying solo. So there's a lot of room for creativity and bringing different views to the table. And yeah, I love that about our company. As far as, just to go back on track with delegating, excellent question, Ashley, appreciate that. But for delegating, you want to kind of graduate to what you're having your VA or your help or anyone on your team do, right? So here's a great example. Mike, I was actually hired as an administrative assistant for Grow My Cleaning Company, like not really a director of operations. It was just supposed to be supporting Mike and whatever he needed. But that quickly grew. Mike gave me more and more tasks, just kind of offloaded as the trust grew, different things to try. And, you know, another thing to keep in mind is when you are giving someone new tasks and delegating, it's not always going to be smooth sailing, right? So I would say 80% of the time, they're going to do at least as good of a job as you. And that's really all that you need. You know, the person doesn't have to be perfect all the time. But as long as you're hiring by your core values and what you believe in, and you communicate that clearly, it's going to make things a lot easier. So you know, people are human. I hope you're hiring humans. They're going to mess up sometimes. It's happened to me. It's happened to people that I've hired before in the past. They screw up. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be a total crash because, you know, these people, you always want to have the best in mind for your company, right? You want to be able to trust them. So if you hire them based off the core values, that'll help you trust them in the long run. And eventually, the more you get to know the person and kind of get people specialized too, right? This isn't just one VA. I'm talking about for the whole company too, how you want to delegate people. So say you have a VA that just handles your client customer service. Eventually, you hire a CPA or a bookkeeper to handle the money side of things. Getting people in different columns is very helpful too, different verticals, I guess you could say. Sorry, there's an oil delivery outside and there's beeping, so hopefully that doesn't come through too much on the audio. But yeah, different verticals are great because as much as it's great to have people multitask and be able to do a bunch of different trades, like a jack of all trades in your company, it's also beneficial that once you start hiring and delegating to different people, you have teams working for you too. Because if you're doing all the things all the time, even your VAs, they're not going to get as specialized and good at something. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind. Eventually when you hire and delegate more and more, it's great to get your team specialized. So I know for me, for example, when I started as an administrative assistant with Mike, I knew how to do a ton of tasks. I learned basically every facet of Grow My Cleaning Company and what we do. Eventually though, I got pretty busy with that. That would take my whole day, right? So it's good to get someone in to help you with that and to get specialized. So we have administrative assistants, VAs, for example, that just help with the client side of things, right? So they are not doing... they are not doing like outreach or sales or anything like that, or Facebook ads. You know, they're not working with Jared or Jackson on Facebook ads. They are just concentrating on getting the day-to-day business done in our company for our clients. So once people are on board with us, they're having the best experience possible. I like, for me personally, have a dedicated person or two just for that. Let me just go through. Wow, time is flying by today. You guys are awesome. Thanks for flying by with me. Let's see here. Ashley says, from your experience, when it comes to hiring, how do you ensure you feel prepared to hire properly as an employee versus an owner of the company? Oh, Ashley, that is such a good question. Wow. Let me just pause and think about that for a second. Okay. You guys are going to laugh because you probably, if you've listened to this show before, you are going to probably know it's going to come to core values, right? So this is how I ensure that I feel prepared to hire properly. Mike sets a great example of what we value in this company, our core values. And I literally always keep that in mind. Like when I make any kind of hiring ad, we put the core values at the top. That's the first thing. So it's literally always forefront in my mind. So, and two, just your team, they're like, if you lead by example and you have a great team and you lead by core values, actually, the people you hire are going to fall in line with that naturally. I know it sounds really cheesy and it just sounds cliche, but it's really true. I've seen it in action. And I've actually hired people that weren't the best match for us in hindsight. And I had this kind of yuck, like not like a great, awesome feeling about them. And I should have listened to that intuition. So I know as women, especially, we have that intuition and we kind of know in our gut sometimes. I feel like guys are like less good at that maybe, but that's kind of how I rely on it too. Like now I've got it honed in pretty well where I can tell within 5 minutes of a conversation in an interview if they're a good match for our company. And not only that, if they're working with me personally, I want to make sure I have that, like, okay, could I work with this person? Is this a good fit? Because if it's a good fit for my team and I have a great team, that's great for Grow My Cleaning Company. So I hope that makes sense. Nick says, great point about specializing. Yes. Specializing too soon though, Nick, is tricky. You want to, if you specialize too soon, then nothing's going to get done, right? So it might take a while to get people specialized, but you'll eventually find a sweet spot. You kind of have to experiment with delegating tasks that way. And that's another thing. I recently hired someone on our team, actually Georgie. She was hired as a happy customer helper, and she's still doing that. But she actually grew in her role. She became great at social media, making images. So she has grown on her team and helps with that. And it's awesome. Like, she just happened to have this secret weapon and she's totally psyched about it. I didn't have to be like forcing her to do anything. It just naturally fell into that. So I feel like when you get a good team, when you get people and you start working with them, they'll grow too. And you have to be able to like let go a little bit and not be afraid to give them difficult tasks. This is a little bit of a side tangent, but let me just roll with it. You have to not be afraid to challenge your employees a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to go into hero mode, right? Everything's going to be dependent on you. You kind of have to step back and be okay with letting other people on your team handle something, even though it might be scary for both you and them, right? Because how else are you guys going to grow as a company, right? People make mistakes. That's okay. It's going to be okay. Renee has a great question. If you're just starting to delegate, what would be the first things to delegate? This is actually going to be the last question today, Renee, and thanks for asking it because I get asked this all the time. The thing you should delegate first probably is the thing that is driving you bananas. Like the thing that say it's payroll, for example. Say you're like, I will go crazy if I have to do payroll again. Like it's just dragging me down. I hate doing it because just the fact that I hate doing it makes me procrastinate. It delays things. I don't know, whatever that task is, I would suggest you look into doing that first, because chances are if you hate doing it, you probably aren't doing your best at it, and someone out there could handle it better for you and would be happy to do it for you, right? So I hope that helps a little bit there. And after that, after you offload some things that you hate doing, I would say the next thing is just those little day-to-day tasks that take your time. For me, it's answering every single client email or taking a call. I love our clients. I love you guys to death. You all know that. But handling, a lot of emails every day, I can't serve at a higher level for Grow My Cleaning Company if I get like bogged down. So yeah, that's where Georgie comes in and helps, and other members of our team, just to give you an example. Cool, Renee. I'm glad that helps you. I just want to thank you guys again for hanging with me. Yeah, so if you have any questions, feel free to always hit up our team, and Georgie will get it to me. I'm support@growmycleaningcompany.com. I hope you enjoyed this little impromptu chat with me, and I will be in Orlando next week for our members that are going to be there live, so I know a lot of you are going to be there. I'm so psyched to see you in person. Oh, last thing before I go, since Mike is too cool to be on this interview with me, we're going to troll him a little bit. And how we're going to do that is you're going to go to Grow My Cleaning Company's Instagram. So it's instagram.com/growmycleaningcompany. I don't know. If you just type in Grow My Cleaning Company on Instagram, you'll find us. But direct message us and say, hey, Mike, Lindsay sent me, and I'll make him send you a free copy of his first book, I'm a Freaking Genius. So yes, go do that. Like and subscribe to this podcast. Also, we work so hard to bring you guys awesome content, even when it's on the fly. I hope I brought you some value in this. And yeah, have a good rest of your week, Cleaning Nation. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.